A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on YouTube, join our cult. Hello and welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. Joined as always by the fantastic Ross on Wrestling.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Fantastic, Matthew. Fantastic.
The natural charisma here. And of course, our mascot, Real Jack.
On this day I see clearly, Matthew. What a return. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive indeed.
How are you?
I'm doing as well as Edge's neck.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Right. Hanging on in there.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm still here, but I'm happy. Bless him. So let's start off with the Rumble. Obviously lots of wrestling because you know what wrestling's like. The Royal Rumble was this weekend.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. And it was funny being around my mates who don't usually watch wrestling's house. That one time of year it happens because it's like, oh, it's wrestling, stupid. You know, it's the Rumble. They go, oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, one part wrestling, one part game show. We all love it. But it's like, okay, you can watch the kickoff show? And they're like, no. Someone said I got introduced to the musical tones of Little Big. I want to mention that because, God, they're good. They're Russian and they're funny. So watch that. So I don't know about the kickoff show. Until I watch it the day afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I watched Little Big. Oh, Shorty G, woof, what a wrestler. And then we got proper Rumble started. We got Roman Reigns defeated Baron Corbin let's show off how good this stadium looks. Wow. Look at Section A. Look at Section 3. Look at the toilets.
He put him in the toilet.
Isn't it lucky he found the only bog with wheels?
Yes, it is.
Gosh. It was wheelie lucky.
The only unused one as well.
Yeah. Was it unused? But has that been verified?
He was dry when he came out.
Near blue liquid and near poo. That's my rating for the match, by the way.
Kevin Owens didn't die for that.
Could have hurt, though. Unless there was a mattress on one of the walls or something. But, I wouldn't like to... Even if it had been unused, I wouldn't like to fall in the portaloo.
Do you think there's actually... It doesn't actually come out when you fall over and Jackass lied to us. Obviously.
Do you reckon Steve-O was just sat at home going, these damn kids.
He's opening up the fake poo bags. Oh, no, you guys. Charlotte Flair won the Women's Royal Rumble. Oh, what an interesting turn of events. Apart from me, because I was going, there was no one else pushed.
Yeah.
Maybe some NXT person, but not on Raw SmackDown. It was the Charlotte Flair and 29 other women.
It was very subtle, though. It was like one interview where she's like, this is the only thing I haven't done. So.
But yeah, maybe.
Please respond.
No.
I was honestly waiting for more. That was it.
That was it, wasn't it? That was the little subtle hint that this was going to happen. But I don't mind it, me, as long as the WrestleMania match isn't just Charlotte versus Bayley, because we've seen that before.
Or Bayley. I thought you were going to say Becky.
Would it be Bayley?
It depends who she chooses.
Yeah, she hasn't picked you, has she?
No.
Yeah.
Rumours that it'll be Rhea.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
As long as Rhea wins.
I am also happy with anybody other than Becky and Bayley. Because we have had them more than once.
I thought it was a good. It was the best match of all three Rumbles, even if the finish wasn't the most popular. I think of all three women's Rumbles so far, yeah. Because last year's finish was really exciting with Becky winning, but the match itself wasn't that good.
Bianca Belair
was great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Baszler eliminated the amount of people that Belair had in about 30 minutes in about 2 minutes.
Santina.
Oh, not that bit. Oh. No, not that bit. I forgot about that.
See, I took it to be, haha, remember this period of wrestling. Ah, we don't do that anymore. But I think it normally saw it that way. So it was like, oh, plus, was it number 29?
Yeah.
You don't want that the important bit of the match.
Put it in the middle where no one cares. Yeah, that was just a big spot wasted, wasn't it, really?
Yeah. Could have been, that's what I thought as well. It wasn't so much like, oh, I'm annoyed this is back. It was partly that, but it was mainly this spot could have gone to someone on NXT who's really good.
Yeah, you don't have a comedy bit at number 29.
No.
But on the plus side, Blackheart, Sans Tank, and Martinez coming out. It's like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, Mercedes Martinez, isn't it, as well, yeah.
So considering they had, maybe 6 or 7 announced people, yeah, way exceeded expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy for me to say. Get in.
Tegan
and
Knox
Naomi.
Got a tattoo of her number. Tegan.
Oh, and her neck.
Yeah. She got 28 on her neck because she was number 28. Because she loves the Rumble.
She got a real tattoo.
Bloody
she,
special she, to me, she, so it is.
How was it going, all right?
It was a map.
she said, she put a post something like, it was really special to her because it's the pay-per-view her and her granddad used to watch when she was little and stuff. And she's
see, now,
and
she's Rumble bringing people together.
She's reacted like any fan would if they'd just been, right, you're in the Rumble now. She's like, what? Are you joking? It was good. Aww. It was nice to see. And yes, Naomi. She was great. She looked great. She was doing slides. Yeah. She was kicking ass. I never asked how much it...
That's right. You heard it here first, exclusively, on Cultaholic.
Naomi's one of those ones, ass. You don't really realise how much you miss her when she's injured or taking time off until she comes back, and then you're like, oh yeah, she is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought it'd be longer there, so I'll...
Sorry.
And speaking of tea breaks, Bayley defeated Lacey Evans. Mm-hmm.
This was the real... That match and then The Fiend. Then I took a bit of a dip. But I guess it's needed when the show's 6 hours and 11 minutes from start to finish.
Looks like they come back.
Yeah, it was a kickoff show and main show.
I'm very surprised they've gone back to having these stupidly long... They can leave that in, aren't they? These stupidly long pay-per-views when it looked like they were cutting down on these. Because these three matches, Bayley defeated Lacey, The Fiend defeated Daniel Bryan, and Becky Lynch defeated Asuka, they were all right. I mean, not Bayley, but they was just too long.
Yeah.
They didn't need to go 17 and a half minutes each or whatever the hell it was.
The Fiend match split opinion in the office. Pachita really loved it. Meltzer gave it like 4 stars. Now, I've said that like Meltzer's someone in the office as well. Pachita liked it. And Big Dave in the corner.
Oh, yeah, we should mention Big Dave. Dude running around the office making tea.
But I don't know. I didn't like it that much just because what was the point of the strap in the end?
It was to stop him disappearing into the vortex.
But then he did disappear anyway.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
I thought it was the best Fiend match so far.
Yeah.
And I know the bar isn't very high, but that's the character in it. But I was a bit underwhelmed. I don't know what you expect from a strap match because it's all about being whipped, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was really hoping it would be one of the four corner ones, but it just wasn't.
Oh, no, I was happy it was the pinfall. Oh, sarcasm.
Just because it would have been funny. Sorry. Yeah.
Because it would have been funny. Oh, all right, then, yeah. And yeah, Becky defeated Asuka.
That was a good match.
That was good. But again, just at that point, I'm like, we get the Rumble. Nothing against you. I don't know why they had Bayley defeated Lacey.
I thought Lacey was going to win me after that promo.
Daughter.
Oh, the promo got real. All the feels on SmackDown, which was talking about her dad.
Oh, it's probably like, you know, here's me, I'm a real person.
With a tear in my eye.
Please cheer me. Please cheer me. Comes up flashing behind.
It was a good promo.
Was it?
Yeah.
A daughter.
Do you think so?
It was a good promo, I thought so. I liked her daughter trying to hang on to her to stop
being. Her daughter is an animal.
She's a great actress. She is a bit savage.
Growls at other humans.
It's going to be her versus Ms. Dad.
Versus George. Not versus Ms. Girl.
No.
That's a match I want to see now. Shoot Hurricane Rana from Summer Evans. Is it Summer? I think it's Summer.
Speaking of iconic young WWE fans, you seen that Tom's done an interview with Nemesis? Yeah. Izzy, the Bayley superfan.
I thought you called Tom a young inspector.
No, Tom's done an interview with Izzy.
Oh.
I don't know if it's out yet or not, but watch out.
He's done it. It's a thing he's done.
Mm. How did you feel?
I was shocked. Just that you could get such a big name. I'm her biggest fan. As she likes to tell everybody. I'm still waiting for that 8x10, by the way, is wild. Still hasn't got it yet. Gutted. Got the frame ready and everything. Shocking.
Making friends here, Cultaholic. And then Drew McIntyre won the Rumble. Because that makes him now British. Yeah, not Scottish, he's British. Because he won something.
I really like this Rumble.
I loved it.
Top three.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think for me personally, it's just edged by 2001, but my favourite is 92.
I mean, nothing's been 92, but what was the last really good one?
2018 was really good. Nakamura.
Oh, yeah, like, actually. Yeah, but, that four-way
bit. But I love the story of this. Like, you did feel like, oh my God, what the hell are they doing here? But when that moment came, when Drew kicked him out of the top rope, it was all worth it. Everything just made sense.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main takeaway from it all. Everything just slotted together like a jigsaw or an IKEA furniture thing.
Nice.
I'm a journalist, mate.
I like that. I like when the show, when someone makes a really good point and then we just stare at him for a bit. You don't know if it's finished or not. It's like, did that not work? Like, no, that was a fantastic point, Ross.
Thank you.
Well, I was just waiting because I didn't want to dampen that because I do agree, but I didn't like, and there might be reasons for this that have been rumoured and that, but I didn't like Riddle. His involvement was weird.
Wait, it's the rumours, isn't it? We're not going to get... We might as well do this one segment of the news
now.
Okay.
The rumours that... Brock was like, yeah, pal, stop putting my name in your mouth. We're never going to work together. Fwah. I reckon if that's true, which several people have said it is, that was a little like, here's your place. Know your role, Matthew Riddle, and shut your mouth.
Anyway, role. No.
Pete Dunne wasn't there to say that.
So many other bits were good, though. Keith Lee and Brock's reaction to Keith Lee. He's a big boy.
That's got to be a match somewhere down the line, surely.
Yeah. And again, Brock's reaction made it as well.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know who Keith Lee was, he was like, who's this big lad?
And it's really believable that Brock would just never have known Keith Lee. He doesn't watch NXT.
Yeah, it's like, Brock, I don't want, who are you, really? Yeah.
Dancing MVP's theme. That bloody Hardy Boy spot off the back of... Who was it with Big E?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's easy to forget how good he is, isn't it? Yeah.
This was the best usage of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really good.
And
MVP.
Also,
surprises.
Braun Strowman deciding to not go for Brock or go for Keith Lee outside because he knows he has bad luck against Brock at Rumbles.
MVP, you hear the clock ticking. I'm coming. That's right. No tunnel.
Shame.
Well,
scandalous.
They could have just rolled
probably out. Given the game away. I mean, you know, surprise thing is like, wow, inflatable tunnel dude. Who could
John Laurinaitis.
Give us a second, I'll get that. And so, Shelton Benjamin?
Yeah.
Is that the first time on WTV they've actually, like...
No, they did a bit on Raw, didn't they, when... Was it... Shelton was against somebody and he was having a go at them. Who was he against on Raw? Ray.
Yeah, he had that great promo. Oh, you got a title shot by named on Brock? Push him. All right. Brock Lesnar.
Did Rollins not have a match against Shelton as well that Heyman set up to soften him up before his match with Lesnar?
Probably, maybe.
I think.
Definitely the Ray one, though. I wish they would make it a proper thing, though. Poor Shelton.
Because they've referenced it for about 20 years, but it's only been on TV like once or twice. Yeah. But we all know about it. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then John Morrison. Nice to meet his comeback for the build-up to Rumble. Get that great spot going. You know, he did them back in the day. Eliminated 6 seconds.
Yeah. Just another guy already, isn't he?
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, well. Because he just realised, oh, wait, Lucha Underground's been cancelled.
That was the one thing that was missing, though, and either a Morrison thing or a Kofi thing. That was the only thing missing.
We've got an Naomi one in the women's.
She did the Al Jomo with her own bridge.
Right, I think that was one of the criticisms last year of Rumble. Like, there were so many repeated bits.
Too many.
Yeah, so I like, you only got one. I like that fact.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was all right. And again, Ricochet. Oh. Need the bollocks, because that's what Brock did when one Raw. It's like, oh, great. And then.
It's Chekhov's bollocks.
Check. Yeah. Nice.
Cheers.
And then the Claymore heard around the world. And God, was it great seeing all those, the footage of people at pubs or whatever to celebrate in Scotland. Because that's how me and Kenny McIntosh, happy birthday, by the way, were like, we watched Goldberg beat Brock at Survivor Series that one year on the ICW show. Oh, it was lovely. So
I enjoyed it. Seeing that one. Yeah. I watched it in the sports bar in Aspers, the Newcastle Hooked On event.
Oh, they're nice then.
Yeah, they are. I walked in. And
to a round of applause.
No,
standing
no, no.
Ovation. It's Jack the Jobber, everybody. Yeah.
No, I walked in and immediately heard over the house mic, not you, you're bad. I looked over. It was ex-WCPW announcer, sweet Stevie Aaron, doing the pre-show quiz, just being proper Phoenix Knights about me coming into the room.
And the bar is open.
Yes. He explained that the bar was open, but it would shut after a certain time, so you have to go to the one upstairs.
What?
Yeah,
that's crap.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
It was open and I was there.
No, the kitchen. The kitchen, right, anyway.
Because it completely ruined Asper's chances. Oh, it's great. You can't get served after 12.
It was a good laugh.
Yeah, and then the tease of, okay, we want Drew to win now, but there's Roman.
Mm.
Is it going to happen? And it happened.
There's also
great, well done, because Drew's been like, bubbling on the surface for a while, but he's needed that bit of momentum. He's been funny in the last few Raws. He's had some. And it's nice when an unexpected guy wins it, but not that unexpected.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm.
But there was also someone in the end who everyone wanted to win as well. That was Edge.
Yeah.
That must be just like...
Edge winning the Rumble would be like, oh, no. No, God, no, no. You're
no,
kidding
but
me?
It was
but him going back in the reaction was amazing.
Oh, it was such a good return. Apart from the camera work, obviously, which has been discussed wildly online. But he played it to perfection. I don't even know if he was acting or not.
He was. Oh, that face was too real.
Yeah.
He was like, bloody hell, I'm actually here.
Yeah. It was so good.
I can see clear, except
the lyrics made sense.
Yeah. Another chance to chase a dream.
Oh.
But no red groovy, though. Completely ruined my prediction.
No what?
Because
what's red,
WWE
red groovy?
Did When Worlds Collide the day before.
Wait.
What's red groovy?
I'll get to that. Worlds Collide is a song by Powerman 5000.
Yeah.
the brother of the guy from Batman 5000 is Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie did Never Gonna Stop, Red Red Groovy Mix, which was Edge's theme. Inevitably proven, Edge was back.
Imagine if he'd come back to that.
Yeah.
It was crap, that one.
I liked it at the time, when I was a kid.
Yeah, I liked it as a kid, but Metal Anus is way
Metal Anus?
That's the name of the band, right?
Metalingus is the song.
That's what I said.
And it's Alter Bridge, but yeah, Metal Anus.
I hope they play him live at Mania.
Yeah.
It's the thing everyone wanted to see, wasn't it?
Oh, no, because we'll be in the reactions with Sam, and Sam just hates Alter Bridge.
Sam hates everything.
He does, yeah. He hates lots of things, yeah. If it doesn't have a mask on it in the shape of a tiger, he doesn't like it.
Oof. Shots fired. It's almost like worlds colliding.
He's shaking in his chair just out there. Look at
Did
him.
He hear? Did he hear me?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sam. He didn't hear that one.
It is almost like worlds colliding, Matthew. It is.
It is. That's right. A show I had absolutely no dams to give, building up to it, watched it. I was like, damn, it's really good.
Mm. I've only seen half of it. I need to see the second half.
All the second half's where it all kicks off.
Finn Balor defeated Ilya Dragunov. Dragunov came out with no response whatsoever from the filthy American. Just saying. And then Devlin surprisingly beat Angel Garza. Isaiah Swerve Scott, who has probably the only good NXT shirt you can buy off shop.
Okay.
Doesn't it look like
Travis Banks.
Male ejaculate is font.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that why you're saying it's
That's
good?
Not why it's good, but yes. And that's surprising. I thought Angel Garza would...
Especially when he just got my new title. Yeah. I've never cringed at a match for a long time as I did with that one. Just the amount of necks that would sort of like landed on.
There was Oof. A lot of necks.
Oof.
I think it's a bold booking decision, but I like it. Mm. Yeah.
Rhea Ripley defeated Toni Storm. A wonderful match. Two of the best they've got on the roster. Mm. For some reason you've missed it out, but it's all right. I love you anyway.
Oh, no.
DIY versus Mustache Mountain.
Loved that match.
That was a dream match.
Loved that. Yep.
And Imperium defeated Undisputed Era. God, that crowd loved them some Walter, didn't they?
Poor Alexander Wolf.
Right.
Oh, he got legitimately knocked out.
Yeah.
Kicked right in the chin.
And great work by the ref.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it. Went out 1-2. Oh, he kicked out and realised, oh, someone's up here. So,
it was Drake, wasn't it?
It was.
Not Drake as in, are you running? Do you know? Not
Thanks
that one. Yeah, yeah.
Only here at Cultaholic. Hard hitting journalism. So Meltzer's been helping out. Mm. But yeah, Mr. Drake Younger, former CZW World Heavyweight Champion. Mm. And. Yeah, great match. Mm. Speaking of which, AJ Styles got very hurt taking the spear from Edge. I believe you'll be out, calling my notes here right in front of me. 4 to 6 weeks following that.
So that's not as bad as it could have been. Hopefully we'll be back in time for the build to WrestleMania. Yeah.
And hopefully after that, I believe 4 to 6 weeks also when Beth Phoenix will stop bleeding.
Oh my God,
Good God.
That was so innocuous, that. It was just like, boop. Mm. Whoa, my brain's falling out.
What a trooper, though.
Wait. Shlup.
Yeah. Just kept going. Imagine the pair of them getting home to their daughter. What have you been up to? Just like,
oh. Edge in a wheelchair. Beth, crimson red. Just been down the pub.
Yeah.
Another news. WWE Insider says, early today, a media class at the WWE Performance Center, there was a specific mention of not tweeting and calling out talents from Raw and SmackDown about their knowledge, which got a big laugh from the NXT talents in attendance. Yeah, that makes a bit less sense, really, is if Matt Riddle's there going, me and Brock, and Brock's like, no, you haven't even asked.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, Andrade.
Oh, yeah.
It got suspended, and I believe they found out Monday morning. So they then went, oh, he's the champ right now, so we won't have him lose his title, because he's Andrade and he's a mint. And I believe that's almost like an RPG when you've got something equipped, like, aha. You suspension title loss. You went, ah, I have Charlotte Flair equipped. Had no effect whatsoever. Just saying.
Also, I forgot to put it down because it was just today at the time of recording. But Luke Harper is expected to sign with AEW Brody Lee or whatever you want to call him now. And Meltzer's opinion is that he'll debut, I don't know, sometime in March because they're in Rochester, New York, which is his hometown. And Meltzer was like, it'll get the best reaction. If they brought out Luke Harper, it's going to get a mint reaction in any town. With an AEW crowd.
I thought he's from Louisiana.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was a joke.
Kayfabe has been shut.
I don't even know anymore.
I think Wyatt's from the South, at least. Or is he?
Straight from the bank, isn't he?
The bank?
Just the bank.
What?
He was born in the bank. IRS.
Right. Yeah.
That's his dad.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just going to leave.
No, it's all right. No, sorry. No, it's all right.
I felt very uncomfortable after that. Yeah. Like a reaction.
That was our fault. We didn't bump for him.
The bank. The Bank of America. Also.
Or sperm? Who knows? Let's just.
Oh,
let's,
that's way better.
Let's just throw it out there. Yeah, get it. In. Male ejaculate. What else is in the news, Matthew?
Progress. Oh, there's been a working shooty last night. Oh, right. That was all fun, wasn't it?
Do you know about this?
No.
Right. I'll try and give a rundown.
Go ahead, pal.
You can correct me when I inevitably get something wrong.
Yeah, so, I like doing that.
You know Chris Brooks, right? CCK and all that. And you know, like, he's got quite a, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, quite a rabid legion of fans, right? Mm-hmm. People love him. And he's part of this group now called Schadenfreude. It's his little stable. But he's going off to Japan soon to wrestle full time there. So he's doing like a little farewell tour and various promotions and that. They did a Schaden stream on Twitch. And it was meant to be all lighthearted Q&A and stuff. But he, at the start, like, shoots on Progress and says, yeah, I wanted to do a farewell match there, but apparently they got nothing for me. So everyone on Twitter, because he's like Jesus, he's like Twitter Jesus. All of his fans like jump on and go like, oh, Progress, man, get to, you know, and like everyone's just hating on Progress, saying not very punk rock anymore. Glenn, one of the owners of Progress, says, all right, I'll bite. And then says, blah, 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 shoots on Chris back. Everyone jumps in on Glenn really hard. And I'm thinking Chris Brooks is going to like cause the murder of someone here. Like the Dark Knight Rises, he's like Bane. But then it was all the work and it was to set up a title match for Chris Brooks. Progress, yeah.
So I hope how did it get revealed to be a Flakington?
Progress.
When they announced like an hour later.
They panicked. They were like, oh God, we need to. But they said in a really self-indulgent way, remember the scene in Poirot where you found out everything was a trick? And everyone's like, oh, yeah. I liked your tweet.
So, you know what? It was a higher power reveal. You all bought it. You all bought it. Hook, line, and sink. And I went, damn it. However, when you do these things and not everyone knows it at work, other wrestlers started going in on Glenn.
Yeah. I was like,
oh, right. Whoops. Yeah, shout out to Jack Sexsmith and some other people.
It's opened up a lot of actual beef.
Yeah, great. Oh, it's a work.
Unless he was playing along with it. I think Pete Dunne got worked as well. He jumped in guys, yeah. Can we just get back to some wrestling, please? This is too much.
Oh. It's like when you go under the cover, but you forget who you work for. So good.
So good.
Ah,
yeah, that was the news then.
And I was in a film. I'll just shove this in with absolutely no warning.
Are we still rolling? It feels like we've been gone for a while.
No, I'll be quick. 3 minutes left.
I'll be quick. Lovely, lovely Trauma Studios said, hey, do you want to come join our film? We're filming in Sheffield, of all places. The director of My Bloody Banjo. Doing stuff, and you could be, you know, a cameo or a little extra. You know, could be like the lead role or nothing like that. I went, yeah, sure. Did crowd shot, like, oh, like reacting really badly. It's Trauma. And then I got killed.
Nice.
And that was nice because it's me and two other people walking up some steps. And they do. The killer comes around the corner and he's got a gun. So we had to like have these big red spurt guns here to show that we're like walking normally. So I had to go, bang, we go, splurt. And then drop it. And then like, I'm dead. That's all well and good. There was two of the people who knew, like, oh, just fall like this. But I was like, whatever. Psh, so I just fell backwards. Landed on every single step. So the guy, killer guys, are like, walk down the steps like, I'm a badass. I just killed three people. And he just goes out of frame. He's like, God, are you all right? I'm fine.
The Oscars will be coming up soon. I'd just like to say to the Academy, if you want to include a late nomination for best death scene, that's a new one. Then,
but I think the raw footage of me falling down. I think it's like you see that in off frame, and it's just making like a slinky all the way at the bottom. It was awesome.
You'd be up with stiff competition in the death category against David Walliams. Do you see that the other night?
Oh, he died. Whoa. Death.
Grab him.
He was presenting the was it the BAFTAs?
NTAs.
Oh, the NTAs. Yeah, Twitter.
Aye. Made some jokes that just didn't land, any of them.
Can you remember any of them?
One was about he compared Caroline Flack to a hedgehog.
Oh, good.
Yeah, stuff like that. It was just crap.
He
just died of death, yeah.
Undead one again.
Good. Oh, I'm going to watch it.
That's in their contract, though, isn't it? Just to win that. It's like 19 years in a row they've won. Yeah. Even though they only work in the jungle now, don't they? Do they? Or Britain's Got Talent? Yeah. I don't know what else to do.
Takeaway was not making a comeback.
Let someone else have a go, man.
If you think you're hard enough.
No, it's Newcastle's only trophy, so no,
it's too bad. Oh, and on that note, we're going to end the news right now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame!
That sounds like everyone's favourite segment, the Hall of Fame. You know, the bit that's all about wrestling. All right, in third place, Chris Jericho, evil genius. I'm glad someone put that there, a bit of editorialism. At the 2003 Royal Rumble, 11%. Sorry, Jack.
Beaten by...
Sourdough Bread, 19%. Thank you. I've got a few nice tweets about this. People, fellow bread lovers...
Kojima was involved. Yes, I've probably had sourdough bread at some point in my life. Can't say it made a big impression on me.
I can tell what you said. That. That's fine. But Pac, and I quote, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, because I'm like a honey badger, mate, and I know your bastard face off. 70%.
Strong winner.
Yeah, it is a strong
winner.
Very
strong winner. Yeah. Why? He's been eating his sourdough bread, that lad. So, well done.
No, Ross. He hasn't. Yeah. He's not eating any carbs at all.
No, that's all he eats.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
So sourdough bread and testicles, because he's a honey badger. That's all he eats. If you want to get abs, sourdough bread and bollocks.
David Knockin, what have you got for us this week, Ross?
I've got Pac again.
Oh,
I'll go. Yeah,
this time he's on the bloody stairs. I think it's in Newcastle. I think it's the stairs next to House of Tides, opposite the Quayside Spoons.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
you know the stairs when you want to take.
Oh, right.
I think it's them ones, isn't it?
I thought it was the ones going up from the Clooney up to back of Morrison's.
No,
I've not been up those ones.
If it had been those ones, that would have been great. When did they shoot that?
No, he's got the
probably not.
Yeah, the breath fog. It's coming out of his mouth. So
it must have been Newcastle. You're right.
Been cold recently, and assuming this was shot recently, fairly recently at least, he stood in just his ring gear.
Imagine
in the middle of the night, by the looks of it,
because people actually use those steps.
Yeah,
imagine that, walking past and seeing him shouting at John Moxley and Kenny Omega.
They wouldn't have needed somebody to go. No, sorry, we're filming. They would have seen Pac in his undies, like coming out. Nah, you're all right. We'll go.
But just the fact it looked like he was there in Newcastle, because Richard was speculating that last week's promo was also in Newcastle, but I was thinking, where can you get that like vibrant graffiti in Newcastle? That might be somewhere. We need verification on this, but yeah, Pac in his keks on the steps in the winter.
Do you think it's just going to get more and more obvious? He'd be in the middle of Northumberland Street.
He'd be in the town doing backstroke. Kenny Omega! I challenge you to a swimming race, like.
Eating a pasties, he said, how do you know he's in Newcastle? He said, Mac and Bastard behind him.
On top of the monument, like on the very top of it, just looking down over everyone. People of Elton Square.
On Biker Bridge, just doing the rope walk over there.
Black hour off monument.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. Well, we've lost.
Yeah.
So, Jack, do you have any throwaway Hall of Fame picks you've been saving for a day like this?
Yeah, you know what? It's not a throwaway one. It's a very relevant one.
Okay.
Because your friend of mine, Tom Campbell, has a wrestling match. Was this your pick?
It could be something Tom Campbell related. But
you can do one as well, because it might be different.
Well, I win anyway, so go for it.
So is it tonight at the time of this video going out? Is it this Friday?
No, he said he was going to train him. Yeah, he's going down Rampage.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, whenever the match is, it's been announced, hasn't it? So it mustn't be that soon then. But it's him and Mickey the Dragon. His client against my nomination, the team of HD Drake and Little Miss Roxy, because I think I nominated Roxy on her own recently or something, or I mentioned her because I was going to wear a t-shirt and didn't. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to give props to both of them because they're both lovely people, pillars of the Northeast wrestling scene.
Absolutely.
And I feel like they're going to batter Tom, which is quite good. So why not? HT Drake and Little Miss Roxy.
Yeah, you're going to give them props, but you're not going to wear their props. I like it. So, yeah, that's for main event wrestling, MEW.
Is that the main event? It wants to be the main event.
What could follow that?
I know.
Send the crowd home happy.
If Pac was teaming up with Anton Deck, that would still be the main event. Mr. Tom Campbell headline.
Tom just hitting Tom bombs on everyone. Swan Tom bombs. There we go.
What are you talking about? He's going to hit Canadian destroyers. It's like a snap man nowadays.
What if Tom's just a natural and he's mint? Can you imagine?
Well, no, because he quit here. He gets signed. Yeah, like every other good UK talent. So
he'd start jumping in on people when they were trying to have a go at the UK indie scene. Like, no, no, lads, don't worry. Nothing. It's all for the good of the scene.
Everything's fine. My nomination is also Tom Campbell related.
Okay.
But it's a different version of Tom Campbell. So Tom Campbell that appeared in a little video series, I forget the name of it, and pointed out that Jason Roberts just saying
Justin Roberts.
What did I say?
Jason Derulo.
Who's Jason Roberts?
I don't know.
He used to play for Wigan.
Yeah.
Damn it. Been watching Wigan documentaries now. Justin Roberts. It's going to look really bad now. I'm criticising him now. And he had this very odd pronunciation of where Kip Sabian hails from. Which
Norfolk.
Is
Norfolk. Yeah.
That's right. And Jimmy Havoc and his mate Kip Sabian did a video of themselves watching that. And they liked it. And now it's
Watching Tom's bit.
Yeah, now it's almost kayfabe in AEW because they did a bit on the YouTube where Kip Sabian's like, hey, how Jason or Justin, whatever your name is. you get the pronunciation correct? He's like, yeah, because it's Norfolk. And he's like, yeah, that's how you pronounce it. And he's even there going, but I've been on YouTube to see how I pronounce it. And they say it's Norfolk. And he goes, no, don't listen to him, it's Norfolk. I'm like, hang on, this has come a week after Tom Campbell's bit. Tom Campbell is now influencing wrestling.
He's over in AEW.
I'm so happy. We don't make a dent in the rice pudding of wrestling, but Tom Campbell has one bit, and they do a bit on YouTube. I love it. Tom Campbell, kayfabe AEW.
In Aspers, when Keith Lee came out, people were singing in Newcastle, "Don't You Forget About Keith," and all that. Yeah.
We're going to have to rename the channel Tomaholic.
I know.
It basically is already, isn't it? It's on everything.
Yeah. Much. So,
Tomaholic featuring the cast of Cultaholic.
Yeah. He's the Charlotte Flair and we're the other woman in the Rumble.
Matthew's the one at the end. And special guest, Matthew.
And if we have enough time, Matthew.
The return of Jen. It's just everyone.
On Tomaholic Dark, maybe Matthew. You know, so those are the three fabulous Northeast picks, now I think about it.
Yeah.
We have Pac down the Geordie stairs. We have Tom Campbell in brackets, main event wrestler.
No, I've gone for HD Drake and Little Miss Roxy, his opponents.
Oh. Oh, okay.
You've gone for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got second place next week.
Yeah.
With Tom Campbell. Tom Campbell and Norfolk.
Oh, they are the John Cena and...
He's trying to get himself booked into a match, aren't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can... Oh, Nikki the Dragon, yeah. Tom Campbell, stick you and Liam Slater.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yep.
That's your guy, that's your Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm his partner. Yeah. All right, we just throw them in.
That's great. Who would you have?
No idea.
Primate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's one I actually talked to.
Yeah.
That's one I actually, one wrestler.
I think anybody I pick, it doesn't matter, they're going to turn on me like Ric Flair, Halloween Havoc 95 anyway. She's going to tag in, punch me in the face. Anyway, I'm digressing. If you want to pick any of these fabulous picks, you can, of course, go to Point of Jack.
Patreon.com/Cultaholic.
This is This Week in the Wrestling. It's this bloody week in the wrestling.
This Week in Wrestling. SmackDown. Oh, Christ.
Yeah, we've got to go back in time for a bit.
It's great not knowing SmackDown's a thing. Roman and the Usos beat Corbin, Ziggler and Rude in a big, long, sweaty, meaty opener.
About 25 minutes, yeah.
Concussions.
When?
They're not a thing, are they? Is that the match where Jimmy Uso got a bang on the head, then wheeled out and then wheeled back in?
Might have been.
They should have just given him the night.
There, yeah,
should have just given the night off. Felt sorry for me. Concussion protocol.
Well, at least he wasn't driving. John Morrison beat Kofi.
He got cleared of that.
John Morrison beat Kofi. Maybe sets up Miz and Morrison for a tag title shot against the New Day. That would make sense.
It should do. I think Miz has also beaten one of the New Day recently as well, with the help of Morrison. So they got a few wins over them.
That's right. Now he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2009 is hit back, baby. Bryan is in the ring for the contract signing. Ooh, Wyatt appears in the Tron and refuses to come down. The lights go out and the Fiend attacks. He whips Bryan with the strap and stabs himself with a pen to sign the contract with a bloody handprint.
That you couldn't see because of the red pissing lights. Yep.
Oh, by the way.
We didn't mention
thanks.
That.
I was going to say, yeah. They were not there. They also failed the drug test. I'm no longer appearing now. The
red lights.
Yeah.
They'll be back for WrestleMania.
Yes. Thank you, drugs.
Maybe Andrade owns them. That wouldn't make sense if the test happened on Monday morning. Shut up, Ross.
I love you, Ross. Was that it on SmackDown? Yeah, it must be. Let's just move on.
There was other stuff, but we've covered it all in the Rumble recap, really.
And then the A Show, Raw. Drew arrives following his Rumble win and challenges Lesnar at Mania. The club come out, beats them because it's the club.
Why? Why did they come out? What did they have to prove? What did they have to gain from that?
Yeah, they're the best tag team in the world.
Yeah. They're mugs, aren't they?
We need to prove Drew is over, and he goes, 3, 2, 1.
I like that he's gone for Lesnar.
Yeah.
I know that we all knew he would, but it's nice to have it confirmed.
Yeah.
Charlotte didn't give us the same benefit. She went, I'm going to challenge for her title. And everyone was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Ah, man.
Yeah, never
mind. We're man.
We're bunny love.
That bloody Charlotte. Like, Rey Mysterio beats MVP and says, oh, here.
It's just sad.
Oh, dear.
Poor MVP.
Well, it looked good until the finish when he took a 619 to the back that you could hear Jerry Lawler going, look at the back.
Was it not meant to happen?
It was weak.
Okay.
If it didn't, Tom Phillips deserves all the credit in the world for coming up on the fly 6-1 spine.
Oh!
Well done.
Fantastic from Tom.
And apparently I saw a thing on the Cultaholic news thing that we all work for, a.k.a. Tomaholic, that MVP says that was his last match for WWE.
Aye.
For WWE.
Just visiting.
His retirement's coming up soon, but not yet.
Oh, is he actually retiring?
Yeah.
Oh,
not for a while. Right, he said it was coming up soon. So, all the best.
I think Cody sent him a tweet because it was just $3 signs. Like, oh, you know what? I think I'm retiring, mate.
I've got your tunnel. Right, I'm done, WWE. See you later. That's how Cody speaks.
All right, buddy. Joe and KO.
Oh, I didn't even mean to do that, but all right.
I like Joe and Co.
Joe and Co,
Versus Rollins and Murphy. And then, yeah, I thought this was just one of the Uso bits on SmackDown.
Yeah, part of the match,
Joe got concussed and taken the back, and then the heels won after Buddy beat... Blah, blah, blah. But Joe was legit concussed.
I totally went a bit too far, and I tore up a suicide, didn't he? Straight to the guardrail.
I mean, it's amazing.
I think he just fell straight down.
Yeah, no, he got the guard. He's like, he's been doing that thing, those dodgy Samoan topes, where it's like fling... Like, he's been doing that for ages. Because at least he'll spend all the energy and effort of hurting himself like that to push his guy back. I'm going to catch you. So I think it was at the point where it's like, yeah, I'm amazed he still does them. And so it was all right.
Yeah.
Guerrero beats Andrade, but only via DQ, so no title change, because I guess it's better for Andrade to keep that belt with him.
I did like the Humberto showed a bit of character though, snapping. Yeah. DDT and Andrade.
But I thought it was out of character.
Out of character? Because, wait,
well, that makes sense because he did
to
him.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, but he's such an angelic little boy.
I think he needs a bit more chutzpah.
Bit of an edge.
I was going to say, man, it just looks like that underneath that.
He shouldn't challenge for that thing for several years now, though. How many chances does he get? Loses all the time, doesn't he?
He's rubbish.
Nice.
Edge comes out to close the show. Oh. And just as well, because they showed about 17 replays of the Rumble and all the moments that happened at Edge. But I got annoyed because you weren't paying attention. Oh, on this day, and Pop, it's like, oh, it was a Rumble. They did that like, oh, so annoying. Anyway, came out, deafening Pops, very, very happy. Joined by Randy Orton, who of course turns on him. And you knew it was going to happen. God, it was well done.
A little bit at the start was like, I've got a self-destructive personality. Yeah. But it was a meuth. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's not there anymore.
And even worse, he was like, I'm going to hit you with this. No, I won't. Concerto.
Yeah. Oh.
Where was Christian?
Edge's got no pals. Apparently the locker room was legitimately cock-a-hoop according to Ricochet when he was doing his entrance on Sunday. And then nobody came out to save the hero.
They were all doing the bump backstage where I made my WWE pay-per-view debut, I guess.
Did you?
Did you?
Did one of your tweets get on there or something?
Yeah, I retweeted something, but because the guy included me in the tweet. It's one of the Scottish, like, yeah.
I remember I made a crap video of, it was an ant pushing another ant off a step or something, but I put JR's Hell in a Cell commentary on it, and that one JBL used to do. What was it with, who the hell presented
dump.
It? The dump. What was
with,
it called?
Not Som Roberts.
Not yet. It was, Pete Rosenberg. Yeah. That one. I got on there, like the tweet was there. It was embarrassing though, because I had a.
Why would you brag about appearing on that one? Oh, it was the worst.
We were talking about being on the network and whatnot.
Why was it embarrassing?
Because I had a Alexa Bliss and me photoshopped as a married couple as my cover photo at the time.
Oh no!
It was back at War Culture back there, back when I was doing that malarkey.
Oh god!
So, you just looked like the weirdest,
just
fan.
Like a creep, yeah, wearing a crown.
Oh no! And they're like, look, that one, that's definitely a YouTuber.
I feel sorry for him. Let's give him his moment. He's got nothing else in life.
No. AEW Dynamite. Moxley challenges Jericho to have the title match right here, right now, in Ohio. Japanese crowd. Ohio.
It was a proper John Cena thing to do. Let's have it right here. Yeah. It was his hometown, though. His home state, sorry.
Yeah. And Jericho refuses and brings out the inner circle for backup. So that's five other random guys.
No. And five other random guys.
Oh, yeah, ten of them,
I was going to build up to that.
Sorry.
And Moxley's like, I'm still going to fight you. You're right. Here's five other guys.
He is just five of Santana and Ortiz's mates from the Bronx.
Street thugs.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Not a lot of them looked, I mean, they looked hard, but not wrestler hard. They just looked like, I wouldn't walk past him on the street.
Well, they asked
the road, because he looked menacing, one of them. I'm thinking of the little one in the vest, right? He looked crap. But I wouldn't want to mess with him. That's what I'm saying, right?
I think you're missing the point. It's all right. You heard it here first. Jack calls out the five
one.
Scrawny,
no, just one of them.
Pipe cleaner armed lads from AEW. We'll take that out of context to put a big headline.
Yeah.
You know, go on AEW's next show. I'd stay home if I was you. Moxley fights him anyway before escaping through the crowd.
Yeah.
Because he's a manly man with one eye.
He's got all the fans on his side.
That's
in
right.
The arena. It's not just 10 on one. It's 10 versus 10,000.
Risky that. Yeah. Someone might have jumped the guardrail.
But just like Edge, no one came to save him anyway.
So. Who could have saved him? Who's he pals with?
Well, the people in the crowd.
Yeah.
No, I mean like on the roster in the kafab.
Well, he saved Darby Allin later on, which we'll get to. But
aye.
Well, he saved him a bit too late.
Yeah, they're like brothers in pain almost.
Yeah. Don't know. He's a bit of a...
They hate Jericho, so vicariously, they could have helped.
John's a bit of a lone wolf, isn't he?
Yeah.
Lone wolf and near cub. Later on, the Inner Circle won a six-man main event. Guevara batters Darby Allin with his own skateboard before he played it like air guitar, because he's a git and I love him. Before, Moxie makes a save with a baseball bat. I'm surprised Guevara had the energy after doing all the work at the Rumble.
We missed a big bit of news. From this last week.
Was it?
Sammy injured himself putting on his shoes.
What?
He injured him. He didn't wrestle on last week's Jericho Cruz edition of Dynamite because he injured himself putting on his shoes. He said he was putting on his or taking off his shoes. One of the two ways of the shoes that go. But he said he felt something go in his ankle and then he did it a bit more and it went a bit more and he did a bit more and it went a bit more and he couldn't wrestle.
That hurt. Let me do it a bit more. Look, I'm sorry, Sammy, but that's hilarious.
Taking
off his shoes.
One of the things people don't really... Like, we, normal people, non-wrestlers, get injured just in life. And if you get injured, it's because you're not wrestling. So why don't non-wrestlers can get injured? Not, I mean, wrestlers can get injured.
You ever injured yourself putting your shoes on?
No, I've not injured myself putting my shoes on. Or
I guess there would have been a weakness there already because he is a wrestler and does all that malarkey. But it's still funny, isn't it? Wrestler injures himself putting on or off shoes.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks beat the Butcher and the Blade, or as JR would call them, the Young Bucks opponents. But the heels attack after the bell. Omega and Hangman run down, and Hangman makes the most passive aggressive save ever.
So
yes,
it's fantastic. Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to where that story's going.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I love the role model Adam Hangman Page is rubbing off on the kids. There was a kid. He was like, "Hold my root beer." The sign. Hey.
Cody beats Kip Sabian. Can't remember who he's from. Despite all the heel tricks in the book,
all
he wins
them.
Three consecutive crossroads. He is so intense, you guys.
Well, yeah, because that's the story, isn't it? He's getting fired up from MJF. But Sabian and Penelope just threw every heel trick in the boot. Like, it was almost overkill.
Right. Arn shot on her, didn't he? He threw her boot away.
Yeah, he did.
God, he threw it right in the crowd.
He's protecting Sammy. But you're right, Cody was wrestling James Bond's car at one point. God, gimmicks everywhere. Britt Baker shoots.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. And also, Joey Janela popped up in just the right place somehow. Don't know how he knew they were going to kiss there. But
it took me a while to realise, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, Penelope might have stopped confused because of the past. And maybe Sabin has been done in their history. Yeah, but...
pair of hairy lips, both of them.
Rebecca shoots on Jim Ross for forgetting names and being rubbish.
Were we supposed to boo this? Because I think if it were, it didn't work. Because everything she said was 100% true.
Rio's never there.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. How are you meant to boo her?
Well, we don't know if Siobhan's got gingivitis or not.
Say that. Yeah, better to see him.
A crap barista.
Yeah.
Yeah, his breezes. His coffee was magnificent.
I find her delivery.
Meltzer gave it 4 stars.
The content of it's good, what she said. But the delivery, I'm confused what her character's meant to be.
Linda McManus.
She's a dentist. Sorry to spoil it.
But that's what she said about JR as well. She was like, I'm not just a dentist, but that's all you mention about me, which is another fair point. But
I thought it was streets ahead of what she did on the boat.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, but at least we got Tony Schiavone.gif on that. That was good.
You just say where Kip Sabian was from.
And I liked, they also had, that was good. Also addressed what happened last week when Jim Ross called him. Hello, Matthew Jacob Friedman. Hello,
he
Michael
didn't mean
Jacob
to do
Friedman.
That this week.
But this week, I couldn't even tell if it was just a nod or a hello, Matt. And then he's like, no, Maxwell. Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
He's calling Isaiah Cassidy, Kennedy. I'm sure there's a few more. I can't remember off the top of my head. But that wasn't a mistake. It's just sad, isn't it?
But it's sad where it's almost like, okay, in this next segment, you on purpose make a mistake. Yeah. So it can fit you into storylines. That's it. Roberts and Ross will team together as the...
As the mistake makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mistake makers, yes, yeah. That's lovely. Like the Rainmaker. The mistake maker!
Yeah.
Fantastic, you're so good.
But they miss. Because
they miss and then they lose. It's funny. NXT. Finn Balor beats Trent Seven in relentless fashion. Poor Trent. He's taking a kick, isn't he?
He was trying to do his little roll in the ring, his little funny Trent Seven roll. Look at him go. Yeah. Bang! I was like, oh, God.
And he beat him up in the parking lot.
Yeah, he did like that.
Head trapped in the door like a melon, didn't he?
Like a Vinnie Jones.
It was like Snatch.
I work like
famous singer-songwriter Vinnie Jones, yeah.
I loved his line though. I work Wednesday's me. That's where I'll be. What a bastard.
O'Reilly, Fish and Strong are laid out backstage and a furious Cole confronts Ciampa in the arena. Ciampa demands Cole sign a contract for a title match. Regal comes out and says it's already done, Sunshine. Cole doesn't care who he faces. Cole goes down the ring with a contract and Ciampa attacks. They fight, and Ciampa powerbombs Cole through a table. He signs the contract with his blood, in brackets, just like The Fiend on SmackDown.
Yeah, but this time I suppose it was improvisation, because he was bleeding, so he thought, I might as well.
Oh, it's trickled down on the belt. Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Great. The imagery. Symbolism.
And he's bald, so you know he's a good bleeder. Because sometimes people with hair... Ah, no, because Ric Flair looks class when he bleeds, and because he's blonde and that. But often an Austin or a Ciampa...
Phoenix.
Yeah, an Austin or a Ciampa, when they bleed, it's like, whoa.
Nice. Tegan Nox beats Dakota Kai after hitting her with a knee brace, while Candice has the referee distracted. Short match, but hoping not the end of the feud.
Yeah, this was weird for a blow-off, if it was. I hope it's not, because otherwise, then that was a bit anticlimactic. But I don't think it will be, because I feel... Do you feel like Tegan's had her revenge properly?
Nah, you're right. It could go on and on and on and on.
I like the final shot you did with the knee brace, though. It was probably like... Gush. She's very good at final shots in no DQ match. This wasn't a no DQ match, but she did one in WCPW where she had B Priestley's head in a chair and booted it. And I was like, oh, yeah, good. She's good with weapons.
Nice.
Give her more weapons. There we go.
Lovely. Right. And then Dunne Riddle beat the Broserweights to win.
No,
the
I'm sorry,
Justy
they
Classic.
Beat the Grizzly Young Vets, sorry. I think that's my notes getting wrong.
You've been stitched. You've been Justin Roberts.
No.
I just call it like I see it.
Sorry, yeah, they beat the Grizzly Young Vets.
Yes, Dunne and Riddle beat some team to win the Dusty Classic.
It's a disservice to GYV.
NXT, yeah. Sorry.
It was a good match. Probably the best match on the show. And I think it was the right call. I know you would have probably liked to have seen Zach Gibson win. Because he's Zach Gibson. No?
I hope they're in NXT properly now. Like yellow NXT. They've been good all the way through, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think the two of them are amazing. I think Zach Gibson's one of the best the UK's put on some time. Because I was always worried. I think a lot of people were worried, is it going to translate to
the
America?
The Scouse accent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, NXT UK it has. I mean, they've been very good in the Dusty Classic, so they can keep the momentum going. Fantastic.
Mm. He was the second best promo in 5-star as well, behind, obviously,
Jake Hager.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it. Just say they feared.
Bloody hell, look at the faces on there. Where are they now?
5-star so much that they had to get Zach Gibson. He's still around.
Ring of Honor. Where's the English Lion at these days?
So you do a well. Haven't you done that video yet about?
No, I want to do it with you.
Oh yes.
What happened to that wrestler? That's Adams. That I want to do a tiered with you.
No, a tiered. No, tiered. That's what I want. Yeah.
The roster.
We were looking. I was looking just before Christmas. There's over 50 names on the cage match.
Wow.
That includes innocuous one-off right, dart matches and whatnot as well.
Yeah, right. And there's a soon.
See.
RVD's in Impact Wrestling after getting knocked off Twitch. Well done. El Ligero is now Mexican.
And, yeah.
As always has been, according
to him. He's now English now.
Big Brian Cage absolutely refuses to deny or confirm he's going to AEW.
His arm was gnarly, wasn't it?
Mm.
Wrestling's all right as well. who's that?
That's Adam Marks.
Oh, it's Sex on the Beach, isn't it?
Love Island. No.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Jomo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny 205 Live.
Bobby Guns, it looks like there.
And
he looks like Bobby Guns, it's Jack Swagger.
I forget, what's this guy say?
Hey. What's his t-shirt got on? His vest? Does it say purple?
We the people.
We the people.
Yeah, and Metallica. And Mark Haskins as well. He's in Ring of Honor.
Oh, God, he's in Ring of Honor, isn't he?
What a star-studded collection of wrestlers.
Yeah, so is Bubba Dudley, right?
Yep.
But he was on the bump.
Aye.
Oh.
See, we just went... Yeah, we're going to do.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? Oh, and that was Bubba Ray Dudley. Let's move on.
Yeah, well said. I think we have done all the wrestling.
Done the wrestling. Yeah.
Go on once. Go on. Oh, one little thing. Dewey asked Noah, it's like, hey, can we come and buy you? And they were like, no chance. And they... Tom Campbell had the best lines. Come on, man. And... Cyber Agent, I believe, have bought them out and also work alongside DDT now. So it's nice to see them coming together against the evil invading corporations.
What if DDT's always stood for Dirty, Dirty Takeover?
That's magnificent.
So they're going to double cross them?
Double cross what? And then what? Kick Noah in the dick and then leave
WWE? DDT's Dirty,
no.
DDT's Dirty, Dirty Takeover and it's just all been a front for NXT Japan when it starts.
Rips off. No! Yeah.
You all fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, you had Glenn Joseph underneath. Damn it. Cool. On that note, we're going to end this bit.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Oh, boy, Will, if you love wrestling...
Oh, I do.
This is... You can skip ahead then, because it's got probably nothing to do with wrestling. It's the mail bag, the world-famous one. Hello, Archers of Diddlery. What?
Like Archer of Infamy, Damien.
Imagine that, just walking down and doing that and Diddler appearing on the screen.
Yeah.
Flames.
Yeah. He just goes... In the reaction video for the Royal Rumble, Ross talked about how much he dislikes Imagine Dragons.
Fair enough.
Uh-oh. And I realised that I know them only because of Monster.
I forgot about that song when I made that statement.
Yeah, I forgot about it as well. The song that W used in Daniel Bryan's video package for WrestleMania XXX. So my question is, have you ever discovered an artist that you didn't know of before and now enjoy thanks to wrestling? Not just a band or a singer of the theme songs or promo packages, even guys like Jon Stewart.
Oh, right, as in, like, it doesn't have to be a musical.
The man who beat John Cena at SummerSlam.
Because he's a big Ric Flair fan and he didn't want him to equal the record. Has Cena now equaled the record?
Yes.
Okay.
Has he?
Well done, John Stewart.
Yeah, he's got 16, hasn't he?
Okay.
My pick is Puddle of... This is me speaking. My pick is Puddle of Mud, who I discovered because WWE used Control for an awesome video before the 5v5 match at Survivor Series 2001. Sadly, the song is no longer on the network, and you quite like it now. Keep up the good work. Love what you guys do. Greetings from Italy. Terrified of Water.
Terrified
That's
of
Water. That's our... You know what? Yeah. It's good because Terry's a normal name, and then Fide of Water.
Fide of Water.
He's probably not from Italy. He's just like, look, it looks a bit foreign, Matthew, say it. Control
sounds
by
Dutch.
Puddle of Mud.
Fide of Water.
Yeah.
Fide of
Terry, Fide of Water.
Fide of Water.
Kill the gimmick.
Yeah.
Good moaning.
Big Games.
Which one was
Steve McLaren when he...
Oh, I see. Right, I got
when
you.
When he went to Hollander.
Control by Puddle of Mud.
I don't know.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
I can't remember that
I'll
one.
I'll be able to recognise it if I heard it. Like,
I only know She Hates Me and Blurry.
Yeah, it's because Blurry is the one. Because I used to hate it as a kid.
You take it.
But now it comes on, yeah.
And shove it in my face. Just trying to be Pearl Jam on that.
Ready to get the man.
I've got one.
Go on. Who did you discover thanks to the world of wrestling?
I don't listen to them anymore, but I used to when I was a teenager. I discovered Zebrahead, or Zebrahead, as the Americans say, as Zebrahead themselves say.
Sweet.
Because they did Maria's theme.
And SmackDown versus Raw. They're on there as well, the soundtrack, weren't they?
Oh, which everything was falling apart. Yeah. You can't control me.
Oh, it's like later day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Take a jetson.
Well, I started listening to later Zebrahead because I didn't know many. You know when they had the funny singer, not the punk singer? The one who does Playmate of the Year. There's this girl, I don't know. They were weird back then, but good as well, I suppose.
Right.
But they did Legs Like That for Maria. And then...
Oh, they did that?
Yeah, Zebrahead.
Oh.
And then listened to a few of the songs, quite liked them, and then saw them once. Probably one of the first live bands I ever saw, supporting Bowling for Soup in the Old Academy, where Pac will be cutting his next promo, probably.
Oh, right, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them at the really good lineup. It was Zebrahead... Oh, Christ. Real Big Fish were amazing. Less Than Jake were also good. And that was the thing where I only got into a fight with some guy that had me brother and me dad with me because I was annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were great.
Story.
I took a chance and that ruined that anyway.
Okay.
So that's nice. I got into music, in heavy metal music, thanks to ECW.
Oh!
Watching November, November 99, first ECW tape I ever got, and Spike Dudley come, I went on an app store and got spikedudley.mp3. Listen to that. My dad's like, wait, what? That's AC/DC. I went, no, dad, it's ECW. No, son, it's AC/DC, it's a band. All right. Yeah, how about I lend you there some of their CDs and listen to that? He goes, all right, live in Donington. It's like, oh, okay, cool. And then that was it. AC/DC was the first band I really got into, like hard rock.
What music
rock
did you like before that?
Nothing. The only CD I got beforehand was when I was in hospital. My dad got me, say, oh, he's in hospital, better get him something to listen to. So he got me Big Willie Style. Not against it, but it didn't make me go, wow.
Has that got a lot of singles on it, like Miami and
Miami's stuff? The one on there. Oh. I'm in the rest.
Good.
Yeah.
Good CD.
good CD, but him going, like, yeah, Big Will Smith fan, me. It was just, you know. So I'd say that. And God, half the ECW roster.
Pantera.
Pantera's a good one, yeah. Metallica and the Sandman.
Bruce Dickinson.
Yes, his awesome. Cover of... Yeah. No, not that one. Yeah. Of the Scorpions, the Zoo. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were in hardcore wrestling before hardcore music?
Yeah, I mean, it's... Going there, it's not always like, you know, this stuff exists. You know, this is like 12 maybe, so...
Well, the film School of Rock introduced me to a lot of bands, so yeah, I can come for anything.
Really?
Yeah, like the Ramones and that, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because Bonzo goes to Pittsburgh's on a montage and he's teaching them all how to be rock stars and that. Ross?
Yeah, because it wasn't for that or Tony Hawk's, I don't know how I would discover them.
Yeah.
So...
LeVar Ball?
What?
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball, the basketball boy.
Followed his career closely since then.
Oh,
Is he the dad, right?
I'm joking. All my modern music now, like in terms of songs that are released this year... comes from wrestling. I don't follow the charts or anything, unless it's Christmas and Sausage Roll Man appears. But yeah, literally all modern day wrestling comes from mainly NXT takeovers. I'm one of those people, I'll hear a song, I like the song, I like it on Spotify, but I'll not make a note of who sang it or what the song's called, so I'll just listen to it. Right. So I just couldn't tell you. But Poppy, there's one.
Poppy.
Ooh, pick, heavy. Yeah.
Poppy. Did baby metal get introduced to you through wrestling? Might have just been through James Dixon.
Was it? It might have been. I can't remember. It was Gimme Chocolate was the first song I heard by Baby Metal back in the day. But they had Karate was a takeover theme. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you by name for me. Mm. I see him on Spotify, like it, and then yeah.
I didn't know. He messaged us just on the cusp of his rise to like mega stardom, and he probably doesn't listen to the podcast anymore, but like Lewis Capaldi listening to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's like everywhere. I remember at first when he messaged in and we were like, oh, Lewis Capaldi, I've heard of him. And now it's like, so I think we should take credit for launching his career into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want to get him in here and doing some stuff on the channel.
We should have got him before he was busy.
I know.
Oh.
Hey boys, loving the podcast as always. With rumours of Roman facing the Fiend at Mania, do you think he's the right person to defeat him? Personally, I think it should be one of those scenarios where it takes a darker force to beat him. Build Aleister Black up for a year and send him to SmackDown. Why would you do that? Can already see a spot for next year's Mania where Black hits the Black Mass on the Fiend and he doesn't flinch. As the match goes on, the more hits that he hits, the Black Mass, the mask becomes looser and looser. There we go. Eventually getting knocked off with the final Black Mass. That's where the Fiend's weakness lies. And that's where Aleister beats him. Thoughts on that? And how would you book the Fiend to lose the title? Regardless, Ollie, full of passion and emotion there.
Thank you, Ollie. Now,
was dramatic reading that was?
Do you know what that reminded me of? You know, Lilac Wars or Star Fox 64 or whatever you call it, wherever you're from. You know when you get a boss battle and you shoot the flashing bit and then it opens a whole new section of the boss, the robot, whatever it is. Like that. That's what the Fiend is. He's a boss from Lilac Wars.
Yeah. Somewhere. I prefer, like, you do that, it's like an RPG, you beat him, and he's like, his mask falls off, and then, like, ominous Latin chanting begins. You're like, oh, it's time for his true form. He's like a giant spider.
I was trying to think if I carried on my Star Fox thing, who would have been Slippy? I couldn't think of anyone.
I'm Slippy right now, listening to you.
No.
So that's interesting.
I'm talking about
take.
Games.
It's interesting take. You're being too niche with your gaming references, you see, Jack. No one else can follow you.
Star Fox isn't niche.
I've never heard of it.
Oh!
There you go. He's the litmus test.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm not really, like... If it's outside of Grand Theft Auto and FIFA, I'm struggling.
Fair enough. Do you know the phrase, do a barrel roll? The meme? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, if you don't know that.
Meme master Richard Tubman's. The office meme master.
He lives off them.
Yeah, he does. He actually does. He knows them all.
Yeah.
All the memes.
It's them in rice cakes. The question was, is Roman Reigns the man to defeat the Fiend?
No, because you're getting booed.
Oh, that's...
I was worried if he won the Rumble on Sunday, we'll be back to 2016.
Mm. It was against Drew, though, and everyone wanted Drew to win. Yeah. I was getting booed before it came down to him and Drew.
It sort of turned... Like, I don't know if it was just because of a more smarty crowd because it was the Rumble. Anyhow, we would go to the Rumble if we could, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he was getting booed during his entrance, I heard. I'm sure I heard that.
Oh, for the Baron Corbin match, you can still hear them, and people online were going, why are you booing Roman? He's nowhere near the main event scene or overpushed. I didn't agree with that. But then as soon as it was him versus Drew, it was, booing Drew. So sorry. So, yeah, I think that would be a bad idea because the Fiend, unless they change up the Fiend, because right now he's cool. Compared to a lot of the roster, he's like, wow, I like the hi.
That's
bit.
Another.
I like the I'm going to kill you.
I'm intrigued to see, as long as he keeps doing the same sort of. I know it's very much different to anybody else, but it's very much a style of like 20 years ago, isn't it? If not longer. So it's interesting to see how the Fiend might get booed during his matches. Not in the build up because it's all entertaining, but during the matches itself. Because it might get a bit too repetitive.
I was going to take the opposite answer and say, no, yeah, Roman should be the guy to beat him. Because he probably would get booed at Mania with the smarty crowd and everything. But I generally think Roman's a very good wrestler. And I think Fiend, the Wyatt is as well. But the style of matches haven't really great on me and I really don't like them. Oh, it just seems to be like, right now it's time for me to win. There you go, bang, I've won. And I'd rather the main event scene in SmackDown be Roman led than Fiend led at the minute. That might sound outrageous considering how everyone's turned against Roman main event pushes before, but
I like them when they've been there and move anything else. And to be honest with you, I don't think Roman needs that. Has he reached that?
Yeah, he doesn't need it. Yeah, he doesn't need
I'd rather have an Aleister Black kick his face off.
Yeah, that is true. That's very true.
Yeah, with those Hihachi kicks from Tekken.
You know what?
Entire match.
Yeah. Aleister Black. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Good pick.
Hwarang. It's not Hwarang,
it's a Hachi.
Is it? Does he do back spinning kicks?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like the spinning roundhouse kick.
Okay.
That could be completely wrong. You know,
Hwarang's got
all
the kicks
fighting.
As well, though, but
yeah. No, he's just like Chun Li style.
Yeah, he's Taekwondo.
We're digressing.
Love Hwarang, he's my boy.
Love Hachi, he's my man.
Fair enough.
Greetings from the great city of Pawtucket Diddlers.
Is that real? What? Is it not like. That can't be a real.
Can you
place?
Google that while I'm reading this
I've
question?
Not got my phone on me.
What, really?
How are you spelling that, Matthew?
Pawtucket. Paw is in cat
dog.
Hand.
Yeah.
T-U-C-K-E-T.
Pawtucket.
Pawtucket.
Diddlers with one D maybe.
Yeah, not a double D.
City in Rhode Island.
No, Pawtucket. I thought he was mentioned in Family Guy. Pawtucket Pat, that's the beer.
Ah. There was a man from Pawtucket.
Right.
Anyway.
Pawtucket.
This is Matt Carvalho. God, sorry for mispronouncing that. Apologies, mate. And I currently am the GM of the Archway newspaper for my university, Bryant. That's nice. Before I get to my question, I would like to first apologize to Jack, or to be a good one, as well as Tom, for not yet being able to get our interviews that we did published, which is due for other editors for the paper.
That's all right. Look at you, right? Due to other editors for the paper. That's all right. Yeah, well,
worldwide,
yeah, it was nice.
Jack.
Yeah, it was
sweet.
Nice.
Now to my question. I have been doing interviews with many people from all walks of life for years, from politics to sports to many others. However, with all the names I've spoken to, there are still some out there at the top of their list I wish I could speak to. With being in the type of field you guys are in and speaking to all sorts of wrestlers already, what is the one name you wish you could interview and why? Personally, mine right now would have to be the local hero, Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry.
Due to his excellent wrestling skills, as well as just how entertaining and charismatic the guy is outside the ring. Yeah. Thank you so much for all the hard work, lads. You have no idea how much you help so many people. Matt. Thank you very much, Matt Carvalho. How would you say that?
Carvalho, maybe, or Carvalho? Yeah, I'm not sure which one.
Carvalho.
But thank you, Matt. And thanks for the interviews. They were good fun.
Yeah, great.
Have you heard Joe Hendry's new theme before we answer the question? His Ring of Honor one. London and Paris and Tokyo. It's about where everyone loves him from all around the world.
Oh, right, okay.
Very Joe Hendry. The video, of course, features him in the Scottish Hills, slow motion guitar, and like all of his videos.
Nice. So, who would you like to interview and why?
Vince McMahon.
Oh.
A fascinating being. Nobody really knows, do they? I made that sound way too mystical. Plus, I've been sitting back and thinking for a while now. I think Mr. McMahon, pre-necking on with Tori Wilson and that, the bit before that, I think he's my favourite wrestling character ever.
Fair enough.
I mean, the longevity alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't much care for, you know, as I say, necking on with Tori and all that stuff and Trish and that sort of. But the maniacal boss and the catchphrase he had and whatnot, oh, it's just fantastic stuff. But to sit down with him for an hour and just ask him a series of questions would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Do you think you'd be scared? I'd be scared.
I'd be absolutely. I'm terrified by all interaction. As straight to hell will attest, but I just love Vince McMahon, me.
You know, the correct answer was, of course, Izzy for you.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm a biggest fan, yeah.
That's nice. Who you got, Jack?
Triple H.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, can I get on the conference calls and laugh at his jokes?
Yeah, I have talked to him in a conference call twice or three times, but that's not an interview, is it, really? That's one question. And then the guy...
Oh, okay.
Then the admin's
one-to-one.
Like, then the admin's always like, can we stick to two questions each, please? And then some knacker from The Sun will ask like five in a row, and you're like, where's the justice?
Don't buy The Sun.
Don't buy The Sun. But Triple H, because he's been my guy since I was a kid, and I think he'd have loads of stories and that. Don't know whether he'd actually go into them, but... Or, non-wrestling one, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. Because the first band I got into, I love them. And I think he seems like quite an articulate guy.
Mm.
When he's not ripping into Justin Bieber, when he's in a better place now.
Yeah, I hope so. Going back to the other thing, how did you discover Green Day?
Through... maybe through School of Rock, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
They're not in School of Rock, but you know the end scene when they're singing It's a Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock
and
roll? The drummer's wearing the Warning logo on his T-shirt. So maybe it was through that. But I remember American Idiot was one of the first albums I ever got because I was that age when it came out. Yeah,
cool, man.
Thank you.
Right now, like, I'd be more interested in seeing the people who are using social media really well, seeing where their heads are. So I'd like to talk to, like, RJ City or somebody rather than, you know, like, a legend I grew up with.
No, all respect to RJ City. I think he's very funny and entertaining. But this is anyone ever, Matthew. You can choose anyone ever.
All right, RJ City tomorrow.
All right, okay. Did I say RJ Singh there?
No.
Good. Well, I like him as well.
Him too. Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
I could realistically get him.
Who are the other good ones? Danhausen. What? You did a very good facial expression.
Nick Gage,
there you go. Gage. That's the one.
And I'd trick him. Nick Gage want an interview, but you have to come to the UK. Okay. And he'd come over. Then we're getting booked. It's like progress or whatever.
Can he leave the country?
According to people, no. But my suggestion was when they say, have you had any prison convictions? Just say no. And
right.
It just goes through.
Yeah, fair enough.
Simple as that.
Because the guy interviewing him will hopefully be like, got a Game Changer wrestling shirt and be like, yeah, look good to me. Silently go, just fist bump and go, MGK all day.
I watched a rap battle once, because there's a battle rapper called Shotty Horror who's from Manchester, and he's a fan of wrestling and stuff.
Okay.
And he probably follows us on Twitter. He follows me, and he probably follows the rest of us. Mm-hmm. But, and he's been hanging out with Trent Seven recently, because he knows everyone somehow. But he was wrestling an American rapper called Arsenal once, and Arsenal was... Arsenal was meant to be like a big gangster and that, and then he got into the UK fine. And in the battle, Shotty Horror said, it's like he finished top four the way Arsenal qualified for Europe. I was like, oh, it was like 8 Mile.
It was the American guy like, what?
The American guy took off his hoodie at the start of his first round and he was wearing an Arsenal shirt went mental because it was in London. But anyway.
Speaking of which, you said that, Shotty. Blackheart. Shot a tank on NXT.
She had a tank. It was a WrestleMania.
How do we not mention that?
It was a little tank.
She was like Sammy Guevara invading the Royal Rumble on Sunday. Did you see that?
Yeah.
No.
I mentioned it before, but it got no.
I don't really understand.
Did it? Oh, it's fine.
So did you.
You, because you were too busy talking about taking the shoes off.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a way better story.
But he was just there with it.
He's doing Steinemath, I think.
It's going to be on his vlogs.
Oh, invaded it in a DX way.
He just rocked up to the, just outside the stadium, just in a little kiddie tank like Shotty Black.
So yes, in a DX. Yeah. In an actual tiny tank.
No,
that's
a tiny
brilliant.
Tank.
Like a kiddie tank.
That's so good.
When kids go to war with other kids, they get their little kiddie tank.
Do you have a stick for a gun?
Pew, 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 pew. Security's come rest. He's like, I shot you, you're dead.
Mom, he's not. He's not doing
No, I didn't die, you missed. Look.
Thanks for all the lovely questions you've sent our way. Please, 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 please send them to
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
Now it's time for Reese's Pieces, the bit named after the chocolate.
Yes.
We don't do that bit anymore, do we? It's pretty crap anyway. last week... Tobacon, hello.
I like how that's becoming a thing.
I like that. Mafu, Jack and Ross. Here are my Reese's Pieces for favourite entrance moments. Oh, that's nice. Okay, so as always, fastest thought first. Edge's You Think You Know Me or Steve Austin's Glass Shattering?
Glass.
The glass.
I'm going to say Edge because of Rumble. Come on. It could be coherent. Kurt Angle's You Suck Chance or Adam Cole Bebe?
Bebe.
Adam Cole Bebe.
Nah, you suck.
He doesn't suck, though.
Unless it's that one time where he kept... was it on Raw where he was like, if you don't stop saying that, I'm not going to come out. He just kept going back and forward, back and forward. That was good.
Was it one bit with Edge where he did that?
Yeah.
And it just stuck for 20 years. Mr. Kennedy, or Walk with Elias?
Kennedy?
Yeah, Kennedy.
I was saying Kennedy because he got a career based on that.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon's strut. Or Ric Flair's strut.
Oh, Vince McMahon's strut.
Vinnie Mac, yeah.
Vince McMahon. No, it's all right.
Triple H's Water Spit or Lesnar's Ring Jump and Pyro?
Water Spit? Who hasn't done the Water Spit in the shower?
Water Spit.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No.
You never done it?
Soap studs and stuff, no.
Well, no, just straight out the shower head.
No, I'm not a dog. Batista's Yeah! Or the Big Show's
Batista.
Even Batista, yeah.
That needs to become a thing. Oh, he's retired, hasn't he? What a shame.
Oh.
He'll be back. Sami Zayn dancing or Lesnar's Beast in the Bank boombox dance?
Sami.
Sami Zayn. His legs are amazing when he dances.
Oof.
Yeah.
Got legs for days. Mm-hmm. Kevin Nash tearing a quad or Vince... Jesus. Or Vince McMahon tearing both his quads?
Oh, Vince.
Vince.
Yeah, Vince. Because it was... Again... Never funny getting injured, unless your shoes. But Vince McMahon, Terrence Scott getting the ring. Okay, kind of amusing. Vince McMahon refusing medical assistance from anybody because he's Vince McMahon, damn it. And therefore tearing his other quad. Come on. Aleister Black's entrance or Undertaker's entrance?
Undertaker. They ruined Aleister Black's for me with that bloody noise.
Undertaker's, but only live. I've been lucky enough to see the Undertaker's entrance live, and it's great live, but when I'm watching WrestleMania at home, I'm like, how am I, Mark? Come on. But yeah.
How am I, Mark?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Aleister Black just to be a dick. The crowd sing along for Walter's theme song, we have a winner, or Nakamura's original theme song.
Oh, Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Boulder.
Okay.
Why even? Bray Wyatt's lamp or the Fiend's severed head?
Severed head.
Yeah, the severed head.
I like the severed head. Triple H's WrestleMania entrances or John Cena's WrestleMania entrances?
Triple H's all day.
How cool was that?
How cool was that?
That's started a whole new thing on WTF for you, right?
Yeah. Michael, was it 34?
No, it was just this last
one. It
was the Batista match, yeah.
35, Michael Cole.
How cool was that?
Oh.
Comes out in the road, in not the Road Warriors thing, the what's it, Mad Max thing.
Yeah. Tricycle.
Sam was complaining the other day because he says it's getting lazy. I was like, did you not see the one last year?
Nah, it's Triple H, isn't it?
He's loud. It's stupid, but it's great. Matthew.
Yeah, I could go with Triple H. Just that one year he dressed up as a Terminator. And I thought it was the best.
Was that when he got... No, it wasn't when he got burned. the foamy stuff.
Yeah.
31
was the Terminator against Sting.
Yeah. So 30 was...
30 was the meta one.
It was like O'Brien, so 29, I think, against Brock.
Yeah,
was
might
it
be.
Against Brocky Russell?
Yeah,
sounds right, yeah.
30 was my favourite one because it's the self-referential. It's what everyone thinks of Triple H. And he comes out in the crown. The lasses around him turn out to be Charlotte, Sasha, and Alexa. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. Evolution's All the Gold entrance or the Undisputed Errors?
Undisputed Errors because of Kyle.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, God of Kyle.
Don't see Ric Flair playing like a guitar.
See the debate on the debate on Twitter, like which he was the cutest member of Undisputed Era. Furious
cutest
debate who it was, because I'm obviously a Kyle guy, but
is this cutest in terms of just American cute? Where they say cute just to mean attractive, or cute as in like aww?
I think it was left deliberately ambiguous.
Because most attractive is Adam Cole. He's a very handsome man.
Okay,
what?
Really?
He's stunning, yeah.
I was watching NXT last year. And I took a picture and put it on Instagram. There was Adam Cole stood there with his microphone. And I just was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
But Cole's like lazy attractive.
No,
he's got the eyes, Matthew. You get lost in the eyes and the hair when it's slicked back. Whoa.
Adam Cole's a very...
fish does. He gets the pencil sharpener with his moustache and the grease and stuff. Adam Cole's like, just woke up. Sexy.
He's
like,
effortlessly attractive. If you could choose to look like any one of them, I'd choose Adam Cole.
Oh, Adam Cole is gorgeous.
He's a... I wonder why Britt Baker's in such a bad mood all the time.
Because she knows she's not as attractive as Adam Cole.
To be fair, she's very attractive. What a power couple they are.
Imagine their offspring. Sickening. They'll have everything in the world, won't they?
Well, all their babies.
Oh, no.
The Shield's crowd entrance or the Sandman's.
Oh, the Sandman's every time.
I was expecting to see that name.
Yeah, the Sandman.
That's better than the match with the Sandman.
Yeah.
Do I do for all time?
I got all that. No, Christ.
There's only a mug there.
I'm ugly enough. But there, people are at me because Moxley sung it and he, like, did it. But he didn't do the thing. So we're going, you coward. Sin Cara's botched trampoline entrance or Hulk Hogan's biker fail?
Was that an entrance? Hogan's?
No, it wasn't.
That was when he was chasing Undertaker.
It was a bar, let this slip.
Sin Cara.
Hogan, because I like when Hogan makes a fool of himself, like calling things the wrong name, stadiums and that.
He calls lots of things the wrong name.
Well,
what were you going to say, Ross?
It led to the old thing around the backstage area, didn't it? Getting wee!
It's got better and better.
I've changed my answer.
No, brother! No pile of garbage, Mark. Oh, God, yeah. Hulk Hogan's biker fell is one of the funniest things to ever happen to wrestling. Since they said, yes, Jim Ross, you can commentate live in 2020. Cheers, Ben Nickel.
Cheers,
Ben. I know you.
Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah. I can't remember where from. But
yeah, me neither. Wait a minute.
You send in lots of nice questions
Ben
to Cultaholic.
No, I feel like I know him in real life.
Anyway, we're killing the podcast here, Jack.
I'm going to have to search that one after the podcast. Sorry. All right.
So cheers, Ben. If you want to be like Ben and send us a Reese's Pieces, don't worry, you can. Please, 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 please send them to Point at Jack.
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
It's Cultaholics.
The question.
What a great podcast we've had so far. So it's Faker every time. I'm going to end it now with the big question. The big thumbnail, as they called it.
The big thumbnail.
Yeah.
I like that.
What you called it.
Yeah,
the big
we should.
Question.
Yeah, I like that.
Not like the other thing, by the way, quickly. Cultaholic put out dream things for Royal Rumble and decided to put the mask on John Cena, make him look like he joined the IRA.
Well, it was
who made that?
Ross's prediction.
No, it was a Pally Clava. It had nothing to do with the IRA.
All the Irish Twitter thought it was.
Loads of people in history of... loads of people in history of... Oh, it was a good move.
So hopefully the big thumbnail will be really nice this week.
Is that a thing that happened?
Paramilitary stuff.
So not everyone, but some people.
I was going to... Okay, people read things in different
ways. Yeah, I know. I mean, anyway. Big question. Who would be your Edge dream match following his WWE Royal Rumble return? Oh, that's going to get all the clicks. So, Big Edge is back. He's got a brand new neck. Who's he going to use it on?
No, not who he's going to, who you want to see.
Oh, who you want to, obviously it's Randy Orton.
Lawton? Yeah, it's going to be Orton.
But if that thing hadn't happened on Raw, who would you want to see Edge get it on with?
Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Kick him in the teeth. Seth Rollins tried to murder Edge, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
So I want Edge to get his own back.
That's a good one.
Just talk about Dave Benson Phillips for 5 minutes.
Oh, no. You could have Roman, Battle of the Spears. Mm. That would be... I prefer Rollins.
Edge would lose that, though.
Yeah, I prefer the Rollins one. I can't think of any other obvious ones off the top of my head. Is there anyone in NXT you'd like to see him wrestle? Like
Adam Cole.
Yes, yes.
Bit of a twink off.
Yeah.
Different generations of twink. What?
Yeah, it's true.
It's funny hearing you say twink. Come on, you know, I'm trying to think of who he has any connection with, other than Orton.
There should be loads of people, shouldn't there?
Cause yeah, but I'm not.
I'd like to see him have a bike race with somebody. I was watching Celtic Warrior workouts and him and Sheamus go for some mountain biking. And Edge tries to take a sick jump and he falls off his bike.
Oh, careful, Edge.
I know.
He was going
full pelt, like, and you just go, why? Like, he doesn't land, and then he knew he was gonna make a mess when he landed, so he twisted because of his injuries or something. I was half watching at this point. But he was speaking about how he reacted in less than half a second and all that. So a mountain bike race against somebody would be good.
I'd like to see Edge and Beth Phoenix against another couple.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking. Could it be Bellas?
Oh, Vince
and their dual pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Their due date's a week and a half apart, Matthew.
Crazy.
What are the odds?
I don't know, actually. What are the odds of that happening?
Quite long.
Yeah.
Against Vince and Linda for me, obviously. Oh, well, I'd love to see Vince and Linda in a mixed tag.
Why did that never happen?
Yeah, why did it never happen? Because they were always feuding. She was always a babyface.
She could have been there against Kane and Lita. That didn't matter.
Imagine Linda crawling for the hot tag.
Come on, damn it! Faster, Linda. What are you talking about? Linda's the one who's going to make the...
She's the hot tag.
Yeah, she's playing the Billy Gunn role and Vince is the road dog.
The Ricky Morton. Yeah.
Oh, hot tag to Linda. He just holds her arms out and they run into her.
She's still wearing the business suit.
Yeah.
Never breaks out of a little walk. Just a slow walk.
She can do and then she kicks goes, to the balls.
One, two, and she sits up dramatically out of her chair. Oh, she can walk!
Great moment, that.
Isn't it great?
Have Shane and Stephanie ever done a mixed tag? Oh. No, it would be all right. Stephanie and Triple H was really good. Oh, but that had Triple H, not Shane. Yeah, that'll be why it was good.
Shane's better, isn't he?
Yeah, no.
It's the best in the world.
No.
Apparently, Shane McMahon had a hand in putting together the Rumble match, the men's Rumble. I think I heard that right
Fair
somewhere.
Fair play to him.
Oh. Yeah.
Fair play. I'm surprised he wasn't in it.
Yeah, that was my immediate thought as well. I hope he never comes back.
He's the man to eliminate Brock. Here he comes. Yeah.
It's like, Shane, you can come back once you've conquered Japan. He never comes back. Edge
it finds himself booked into matches against like Kendra and that, just kicking him. Who do you think? Who are you thinking?
Can't think of anybody.
No, it's hard.
It's
isn't
done
it?
A good what choice a for Orton, question. Like.
Yeah, Orton's perfect.
Yeah,
can't think of anything better than him.
You're
we got connection,
crap,
rated RKO.
What a crap question.
AJ Styles.
No, I mean, sorry, it's a good question. I can't think of any good
Orton
answers.
Orton thought of that question. Poor Owen.
AJ Styles is a good one. He's never had before.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Because he's a big fan of Edge.
Well. There we go. Yeah. But wait, we've just had Kevin Owens turn good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Have Edge turn into an arsehole?
Yeah.
He's always better.
No one's
going
to boo Edge at WrestleMania.
Oh, if he does something to Kevin Owens' wife, they will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounded bad. You know what I mean? He used to be the...
Who's...
Kevin, why didn't you call your son Edge Owen or whatever?
Who's...
Edge Owens.
Kevin Edges.
Kevin Edges.
It'll be Kevin Edges. Who is Kevin Owens a big fan of? Is it Shania Twain? Or is it?
Yeah, you went on stage with Shania Twain.
Was it Shania Twain?
Yeah.
Edge should kidnap Shania Twain and strap her to a wheelchair like he did with Paul Bearer. And then Owens
push her off
save
a bridge.
Yeah.
We're trying to book Edge heel as he's just returned from all of it. He could like, no, he'll be like, oh, I love doing you and all this stuff. Highlander 3 wasn't very good. Spears, how dare you?
I've never seen any of the Highlanders.
Oh, I know. One is crap.
My dad's
great
disappointed
idea.
In me. Yeah.
Highlander 2 is one of the best, worst films you'll ever see. Absolutely horrible.
Fair enough.
Or of like the end of this podcast. No. I don't mean that.
We've mentioned enough wrestlers now to put in the thumbnail. It's all right.
Exactly. Because like, everyone else is so like young and vibrant and doing Canadian Destroyers every match, and then there's Edge.
You
with a broken freaking neck.
Yeah.
Angle can't do it.
At one point, I was going to say Chamber, and I thought that's just a recipe for disaster, that. Yeah. And I heard Matt Jackson on Wrestlers in Motaro. And they're talking about injuries they've had and stuff, and Matt's like, well, I'm a neck guy. It just says it so casually as well. It's like, bloody hell. What a terrifying job. Man. Yeah.
Like boobs or breath. I'm a neck guy, mate. Next.
What?
Goldberg.
Oh,
spear
versus yes.
Spear. We never got that.
No, because Goldberg
would lose that one as well.
Yeah. Imagine if Edge beat Goldberg. Hogan. Because Hogan was Edge's idol.
Former tag team champion.
I don't actually want Hogan to come back, by the way. I'm not.
CM Punk. Just so we can put Punk in the thumbnail.
Yeah, there we go.
I never mentioned
Punk.
Yeah,
there we are. Oh, you genius. Yeah. And it could be Straight Edge.
Yes! Now we've got a reason to put it in the thumbnail. Straight Edge. Bloody hell. Who else? Rhodes, Jericho.
Yeah, oh yeah, who else? The Fiend.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. Randy Rhodes.
Luthez.
Stone Cold. Miz Dad. Steve
Austin. Izzy.
It's going to like the friggin' Abbey Road album. Not Abbey Road. The Beatles album cover.
The Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper's all you idiot. Yeah, put Sergeant Pepper on there as well. Star Fox,
John
64.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Arsenal. Yeah.
James Corden.
James Corden? Aye. Just to see him get hurt.
Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi.
Izzy, our favourite.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, who are we talking about? He's just had the match at MEW by the time this comes out.
Tom Campbell. There he is.
Of course.
No, he won't have had it this week.
Oh, whatever.
I want to see Tom versus Edge. Mm.
Yes. All those choices and more will be in the thumbnail.
I hope they all are.
I don't think.
And you at this point will be bitterly disappointed to see how this has turned out. Haha, already got your clicks. Cheers, pal. Right, I think we've come to the end of this stunning episode. Thank you very much for watching. Ross, do you have anything to plug? Or
no, punishment video with me and Tom will be up over the weekend, where Tom had to spend an entire day in the office without. Without both of his feet touching the floor.
It was loud. It was a loud working day.
He could have just hopped, but he didn't.
He thought...
Because he's Tom.
Yeah.
He's protecting the business.
Yeah, because otherwise, why didn't Kofi and Naomi hop every time?
That's right.
And why didn't Naomi just stay on the table for the rest of the match?
She was safe.
Silly Billy.
Yeah.
You're right. You tell those wrestlers how to work.
Yeah.
And that sounds like an exciting video, and I can't wait to see what happens in the wacky shenanigans. Jack, how about yourself?
Have you ever watched anything outside of the podcast on our channel?
Yeah, Tom Campbell's Straight to Hell.
Yeah. His Desert Island Grass.
Desert Island Grass.
I watch Botchamania. Well, that's skim nice. It anyway. But...
You know you're lying. You can't lie to me.
Nah,
I love you.
I love you too. I'm gonna go for to plug. If you haven't seen it yet, if you're a New Japan fan, then watch every IWGP Heavyweight Champion rank from worst to best. Big shout out to Richard Tubman on the edit. He did a wonderful job and made me look better at explaining things than I am with the aid of visual cues.
Those are great, those visual cues. Like,
yeah, he's good at the visual cues. Like,
yeah, it's great. Just don't look at the YouTube comments afterwards.
Look,
you plonker.
People have been quite kind, actually, in this one.
That doesn't sound like YouTube. You're lying to me.
It doesn't sound like Japanese fans. Not Japanese fans, Western fans of Japanese wrestling, who are quite protective.
Yes.
One lad commented saying, what is it with white boys having a wank over out Japanese? Well, at least they got the ultimate bitch boy to do the voiceover. So I'm the ultimate bitch boy. Yeah, he wasn't as good as my basketball nemesis. He was my favourite commenter, but not this lad, not ultimate bitch boy person.
If we ever do Sims House versus Triple Jump, as I saw on Twitter, can that be your username?
Ultimate bitch boy.
Ultimate bitch boy steps into Sims House. Oh, right. You know, Capaldi fan 01 or whatever else. I have nothing to plug. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Botchmania's going to come out by the time this is out.
Cool.
And Jay Hunter is in it.
Oh!
Dropping all that. We could put him in the thumbnail as well against one of Edge's
opponents. It's your boy.
Yeah.
Jay Hunter.
That's right.
Oh, man. If you go to a show with Jay, let me know so I can come and fanboy over him, please.
He doesn't go to shows. Haha. Mine, all mine. But we have been the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. We've enjoyed listening to you, but we can only do these if you send us your questions.
They listen to us.
We've enjoyed listening to you.
Why are you always ruining the good bit?
Wow, what a great podcast.
Shut up. The talking about a BA in sports bollocks. You can, of course, send your questions to Point of Jack, who's laughing his ass off.
Mailbag@cultaholic.com.
And vote for any of the fantastic votes at the Hall of Fame to Point of Ross.
Patreon.com/cultaholic.
Thank you very much for watching. Please put your hands under the table, overturn them, and go.
Join us.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/Cultaholic. Hit subscribe and don't forget, join us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.